When the polls closed Tuesday night in Pennsylvania, the campaigns head to North Carolina and Indiana. Those states vote on May the 6th. It's been decades since Indiana has had any role in primary politics, and its voters are ready to be heard, as my colleague Andrea Seabrook discovered.
Everyone in Richmond, Indiana knows this place, or at least its name, Ova's Harem. A guy named Ova hired a bunch of women hairdressers, his harem. You know this kind of place. Big helmet hair dryers, a separate corral for each hairdresser, combs steeping in blue disinfectant. Lisa Schroyer is finishing up Wes Scheibler's trim, and of course, they're talking politics.
For the first time in many, many years, Indiana's primary is actually playing an important role in this, which is...
Right.
Does not happen.
I don't know. This is going to be a tough one, I think.
Going to hit the eyebrows a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Schroyer says just about everybody who sits in her chair is talking about it. Who are you voting for? Well, I don't know. Who are you voting for? It's the kind of banter people are used to next door in Ohio or in Iowa. Those states are used to candidates and cameras. Indiana's primary, though, is always in the first week of May, the tail end of primary season. The choice usually? The presumptive nominee or some other guy. Now, suddenly, Indiana is a big deal.
$12 a bail, you're right out.
Lisa Schroyer's not even a little annoyed by a reporter in her shop, a microphone in her face. She's ready with her thoughts. As for Hillary Clinton, she's not sure the world is ready for a woman president.
In a lot of societies, females are second-class citizens. And so for us as Americans to put a female in such a high position, are we going to be taken seriously to be important in the world and the world decisions and that kind of thing?
What about Barack Obama?
You've got a lot of religious issues surrounding Barack, especially in a time of war. That really frightens me. I'd be lying if I told you that didn't frighten me.
Lisa Schroyer believes Barack Obama was once a practicing Muslim. It's a rumor the Obama campaign has spent a lot of time and money trying to put down. Well, there's still more work to do in Indiana.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Come see us again.
Thank you.
This week, in three towns and one big city, I didn't see a single yard sign. No flyers, no stickers. It's as if the campaigns never thought primary season would get this far. Down the street from Ova's harem, there's a barber shop called Top of the Head. Terry Hilliard is buzzing an older man's hair. I ask him how it feels to be normal old Indiana one day.
And suddenly, you guys are the big game in town after Pennsylvania this week.
Now that is fun. Because they never gave us a second thought. Now all of a sudden, they're all kissing butt, for lack of better words. Isn't that neat to see? We were nobody, and all of a sudden, we're great.
The Obama-Clinton race? I think it's nasty.
Across the shop, Gail Russell is finishing up his customer's cut.
It's too bad that two people that's running for the same party have to nick and pick at one another to try to get their point across. I don't care what they have to say to one another. All I want to hear is what you are going to do for me, an American individual.
From Gail Russell's barber chair, the thing he hears the most about is money, gas, groceries, taxes, the mortgage, the car, and especially jobs.
Whenever we are joining sentences...
Connersville, Indiana. This used to be a union hall for factory workers. Now teacher Frankie Mills explains punctuation rules to them.
We use a comma to connect them.
It's mostly women in this long, low room. Coffee cups and Diet Coke cans line the tables. Until last December, they all worked at the local auto parts plant. Then it shut down. Debbie Mueller says it wasn't a job she loved, but it paid the bills. And she has an 11-year-old son at home.
Everybody has to take sacrifices, whether it's your kids, and you decide whether, okay, well, they were in music. Well, can I continue doing that in all the sports they want to be in? Where before, that was not of an issue. So now you're thinking, okay, we got to cut back on him. And I hate that as a parent because, you know, you just feel like you're, I don't know, you just don't feel good about yourself because you live for your kids.
It's even more than personal pain. It's the whole community. Mueller and her friends Judy Rusher and Brenda Ramsey used to assemble radiators and oil coolers together. Now they study semicolons and fractions. They worry the plant shutdown is killing their whole town.
Our car lot is getting ready to close here in town because people can't buy cars because they don't have jobs. So those people are, you know, going to be out of a job now. It's just a trickle effect that keeps going downhill.
I just think the whole city's going to suffer from our losses, you know, for his haircuts or going to the store and groceries or shopping. I mean, you know, we're just not going to have that kind of money to do that anymore.
What do you guys think of seeing the presidential candidates coming through Indiana?
But to me, it's all talk, you know, and they want our votes. You know, because all the presidentials always talk about what they're going to do for the people, and half the time they don't do it.
And we don't like asking for help. We're used to doing it on our own. And we're at this age, we're just stuck. And I wish there was a way that somebody could feel our pain and know exactly. But when you live those big, high positions, I don't think you feel the pain of the working people.
Debbie Mueller and her neighbors are exactly the kind of people Obama and Clinton need to win in this state. White, working-class folks. People who've busted their humps right up to middle age only to see their livelihood vanish before their eyes. It's happening all over Indiana, and the candidates seem to be catching on.
Right here, over 200 Hoosiers built parts that guided our military's smart bombs to their targets. They were good jobs, but now they're gone to China.
If the plant moves to China and you've been working there for 20, 30 years and suddenly you have the rug pulled out from under you and you don't have health care and you don't have a pension, you're on your own.
These two ads aired within 10 minutes on the same channel during the local news in Indianapolis. This weekend, the campaigns are really gearing up, registering voters and sending armies of volunteers door to door. Hoosiers find they're suddenly in the political spotlight. And whether they're excited or pessimistic, they appreciate the light. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.